Let's continue in our talks from 2 Samuel by reading 2 Samuel chapter 5. In this chapter, David is anointed king over all Israel, and Jerusalem is established as the new capital of the United Kingdom. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 16. Then all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and spoke, saying, "Indeed, we are your bone and your flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel.' Therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who spoke to David, saying, 'You shall not come in here, but the blind and the lame will repel you,' thinking, 'David cannot come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. Now David said on that day, 'Whoever climbs up by way of the water shaft and defeats the Jebusites, the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul, he shall be chief and captain.' Therefore they say, 'The blind and the lame shall not come into the house.'" Then David dwelt in the stronghold and called it the City of David. And David built all around from the millow and inward. So David went on and became great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. Then Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David a house. So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. And David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem after he had come from Hebron. Also more sons and daughters were born to David. Now these are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. Let's begin our study of this chapter, 2 Samuel chapter 5, with some background notes. With the murder of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, the northern tribes of Israel realized that the time had come for David to be made king over all Israel. Further civil war and cold war served no purpose, and there was no leader in the north to take Ishbosheth's place. Remember, Abner had been killed by Joab. Furthermore, we see in verse 2 that the northern tribes recognized that David was God's appointed ruler over all Israel. Look at what they say in verse 2. "Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in, and the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel.'" So in verse 3, we see that David was anointed for the third time as king over Israel, first by Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 16, then by the tribe of Judah in 2 Samuel chapter 2, and now 7 years later by the leaders of the northern tribes here in 2 Samuel chapter 5. We see that a covenant was made before the Lord at this time, and we learn from 1 Chronicles chapter 12 that along with the leaders of the northern tribes, the military divisions of these tribes also came to Hebron to pledge their allegiance to David and crown him as king. We read that thousands of men of war from all of Israel were there on this occasion to swear their allegiance to David. As a result, there was a great celebration at the coronation of David as king over all Israel. I'm reading 1 Chronicles chapter 12, beginning at verse 38. "All these men of war who could keep ranks came to Hebron with a loyal heart to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest of Israel were of one mind to make David king. And they were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, those who were near to them, from as far away as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, were bringing food on donkeys and camels, on mules and oxen, provisions of flour and cakes of figs and cakes of raisins, wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel." 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verses 38 through 40. You know, certainly we have a spiritual picture here of the coronation of the greater David, our Lord Jesus himself, in a coming day when he will begin his reign over this earth and all the world will recognize him as king. What a time of rejoicing and celebration and feasting that will be. Let's move now to our doctrinal teaching points for 2 Samuel chapter 5. Doctrinal point number one. Successful believers realize that their prosperity is from the Lord. Successful believers realize that their prosperity is from the Lord. Look once again at verse 12. So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. David rightly realized that it was the Lord that had brought him to power, and that it was the Lord who had given him victory, and that it was the Lord who had exalted his kingdom. One of the first things that David did to consolidate the kingdom was to move his capital from Hebron in Judah to Jerusalem, which was in a more neutral location between the north and the south. But Jerusalem had to be captured first because it was still in the hands of the Jebusites. The Jebusites were Canaanites that had not been fully removed from the land back in Joshua's day. Jerusalem, with its walls and its surrounding valleys, was easily defended. So much so that the Jebusites taunted David and said that even the lame and the blind could defend their city against attack. Well, David challenged his men for someone to voluntarily climb up the water shaft and get inside the city. And we learn from 1 Chronicles chapter 11 that Joab successfully took up that challenge. An archaeologist by the name of Charles Warren uncovered this water shaft, which can be seen in the ancient city of Jerusalem today. Now, when you see Warren's shaft today, you are amazed at the ability and agility of Joab to be able to climb up that shaft and get inside the walled city of Jerusalem. After David captured Jerusalem, we read in verse 9 that he built all around from the Millo and inward. The Millo was a reinforcing wall which was filled in from behind to make more terraced level ground. Many believe the so-called step stone structure that has been excavated in ancient Jerusalem is the Millo. In verse 11, we read that Hiram, king of Tyre of Phoenicia, established good international relationships with David by supplying David with material and expertise to build David's palace. All of this prosperity David realized was from the Lord. And David realized that his prosperity was not just for himself, but for the sake of God's people Israel. Now, what about us? Do we realize that all our blessing and prosperity is from the Lord? So often, believers don't give God the credit for their prosperity. These believers may be prosperous in the world's eyes, but they are not successful in God's eyes. Let's be more like David in this matter. Successful believers realize that their prosperity is from the Lord. Doctrinal point number two. Successful believers receive their directions from the Lord. Successful believers receive their directions from the Lord. Verses 17 through 25. 2 Samuel chapter 5, beginning now at verse 17. Now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. And David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. The Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand." So David went to Baal Perazim, and David defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like a breakthrough of water." Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And they left their images there, and David and his men carried them away. Then the Philistines went up once again and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, and he said, "You shall not go up. Circle around behind them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance quickly. For then the Lord will go out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines." And David did so as the Lord commanded him, and he drove back the Philistines from Geba as far as Gezer. Here again, in our doctrinal point, we don't mean successful believers by the world's standards, but by God's standards. And the key to success by God's standards is obedience to his word and following his directions. As well-known verses in Joshua chapter 1 say, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. We see that David followed the specific directions of the Lord in defeating the Philistines. Twice the Philistines attacked David's forces in the valley of Rephaim, not too far from Bethlehem, and twice David defeated them. In both cases, David inquired specifically of the Lord, and the Lord answered and gave David specific directions. Most likely, David inquired of the Lord by means of the Urim and the Thummim, which were in the possession of the high priest. Notice that the directions that the Lord gave to David for defeating the Philistines were not the same in both cases, even though it was the same location. In the first case, David met the Philistines head-on, and the Philistines fled, leaving their idols, which David burned, according to 1 Chronicles chapter 14. In the second case, David was to circle around the Philistines and come at them from the grove of mulberry or balsam trees when they heard the sound of marching in the tops of the trees. Undoubtedly, this was the sound of God's heavenly hosts moving out to defeat the enemy and protect David's forces, who were given supernatural ability to hear the marching of the angelic hosts. Now, in the same way, God uses different means in our lives to defeat the enemy and accomplish his purposes. Sometimes different means at different times in similar situations. The important point for us is to stay obedient to God's word and follow his directions. Successful believers receive their directions from the Lord. Practical application from 2 Samuel chapter 5. How many meanwhiles are in your life as a believer? How many meanwhiles are in your life as a believer? In verse 13, one translation says, "Meanwhile, David took more concubines and wives from Jerusalem after he had come from Hebron." In other words, on the one hand, David was wholly following the Lord and being blessed of the Lord in reference to the matters of the kingdom. But meanwhile, in his personal life, there were some loose ends. David knew that as king, according to the law in Deuteronomy 17, verse 17, he was wrong to multiply wives for himself. Now let's ask ourselves, are there any meanwhiles in our lives? Are we being blessed of the Lord and following the Lord except in certain areas of our lives? How many meanwhiles are in your life as a believer?